Welcome to the Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. If you would like to contact Brother Mike Bronner, his mailing address is P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, or you can reach him at KRSA at area code 907-772-3891. It's time now for the Fishers of Men on KRSA.
I am dwelling on the mountain where the golden sunlight gleams, for a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds my fondest dreams. Where the air is pure ethereal, laden with the breath of flowers, they are blooming by the fountain, neath the I can see far down the mountain where I've wandered weary years, often hindered on my journey by the broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit led an airy to the is not this the land of Beulah? Blessed blessed land of light, where the flowers bloom forever and the sun is always. Take thy cross, thou needst not fear, for I've trod the way before thee, Blessed, blessed land of light, where the flowers bloom forever and the sun is always
bright. Hello again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. I'm thankful to be able to come back to the radio once again and to have what we consider another God-given opportunity that we might try to bring a message from the Word of God, and I do sincerely appreciate everyone who's tuned in. Thank you for your attention. Most especially appreciate your prayers, and I ask you to continue to pray for us, not only to pray for us as we come this way to try to bring the message, but also pray for us as we try to study through the week and try to prepare for this time. We believe very much that it is the good Lord who knows what it is that we should address, and He knows what we should give our attention to. And so we look to Him for our guidance, and I ask you to pray for me as well that we might indeed receive that we might just be able to touch on those important points from God's Word that we do indeed truly need to consider. Appreciate again those who have let us know that they're listening. Appreciate all the kind words and compliments. We just want to thank the Lord for just the opportunity to be some small part in a great work. We believe that this is indeed a great work, but that it's God's work. And so if there's any good comes out of it, we just humbly want to thank the Lord for it, knowing that He's the one who truly deserves the credit. So appreciate very much your kind compliments. It does mean a lot. We also appreciate our home church there, Union Camp. Union Camp is a missionary Baptist church, an old-time church, still practicing and carrying out what the Bible teaches, trying to, stumbling along, and trying to do that the Lord would have for to do, and thankful to be a part of that body. Appreciate those members there and all the support they extend toward us. We have been trying over the duration of a course of time here to address what's sometimes called articles of faith, and we are approaching the end of this study. These articles are sometimes called the 18 articles of faith. They were collected back about the mid-1800s and been passed down through time in this format. And they discover some very general statements of faith and very basic principles, and I find it to be very helpful to consider indeed some of these very basic teachings, these basic doctrines. And I think that it's good for us to understand what it is that the Word of God teaches. And I'd encourage you to consider again the things that have been brought forth, not because I've touched on it, but what's been brought, it's out of the Word of God. It's what it teaches. And many have also found the other resources that we have tried to provide. And those who have internet access can go to a website called fisherofmenbaptistic.com. On that website, there are links to the articles of faith. And time and study can be given to considering these articles in more depth and give more time to it than what we're able to in this way from the radio station. And then also, if you would like to hear past broadcasts, we've been laboring to try to get those broadcast also included there on that website. And on that same website, you can go to a link called Radio. And under the Radio link, there's a list of sermons. And you'll see that there are ones identified there according to the articles. Of course, there are others there as well, but those that are go along with the study on the articles of faith, you can find those there as well. And you can listen to those and hopefully study along and listen to them again, and with the blessing of the good Lord, be richly indeed blessed from what you read. So those resources are available. We want to go to the Lord in prayer before we take up. This is the last article. This is the second time we've tried to address this article. And this article's title is Of the World to Come. That is what is just ahead of us, of the world to come. We've addressed part of this and try to give our attention again to it. We don't know if we may need another time, another standing to try to address this or not, but just want to give time that we feel like we ought to this subject. So after we pray, we'll try to take up some thoughts. If it's to where you can then and you'd like to join with us, and let us pray. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, thank you again for your rich and kind blessings that you extend to us through thy Son, Christ Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us again our sins. Help us, Lord, to have the mind and the heart that you see that we truly need, that indeed, God, that you could bless us and direct us and help us, that we can be that we know we cannot be up on our own. Forgive us again our sins and cleanse us, direct us. Yea, that the vessels we are would be vessels meet for your use in all good things. We ask you, Lord, again to remember the needy, the sad, the afflicted, the oppressed. Mainly, Father, remember those who are lost and undone. Knowing thee not, nor the free pardon of sin, we pray that you'd grant times of awakening, and that, Father, the very blinded condition which the lost are in, that, Father, that would be pushed aside, that, Father, not only they might understand their need, but see their need provided in Christ Jesus, that they might put all their trust thereupon to be saved. We pray, God, you'd help us to be ever faithful servants, Lord, and that you would help us to stand upon that true and tried place, the sure foundation in Christ, that we might be such, Lord, that we might help some lost soul. Pray, Father, also for the children of God, that, Lord, you'd richly bless them and help them. They might walk in the light of truth, yea, finding the very church of God and taking the light of salvation and putting that light upon the candlestick. And, Lord, we pray you'd bless the church with doors of utterance that are open, which cannot be shut. Yea, stir up with the effectual hand of God. And pray you continue to call brethren out to preach this great gospel of the Son of God. Grant us, Lord, opportunities, yea, open doors that cannot be shut. Make a way, Lord, though the adversary would stand and oppose or lead aside and distract. Lord, strengthen that thy will would be done. We pray for our country, O God, that you'd help her. She would be granted leaders. She would be careful to do the things you'd have them do. And pray, O God, that you would help our country. And that, Lord, she'd turn back from the path which she seems so intent to press down. Yea, Father, grant deliverance. We ask you to bless again this work. Thank you for your many blessings which you've already granted. Continue to direct according to thine own will, that indeed your will would be done here. O God, take now and use, forgiving us again our sins and shortcomings. Those things we fail to ask, fail not to grant. For we seek all favors and blessings in Christ Jesus' name. For his name's sake we do pray. Amen. As we said earlier, we do have a thought on our heart that we want to try to address. And this thought is, again, the title of this article is Of the World to Come. And just thought we might read down through the portion which that we have already covered and address some thoughts that we'd like to give our attention to tonight, or today, on this occasion. And here it reads, Of the world to come, we believe the end of the world is approaching, that at the last day Christ will descend from heaven and raise the dead from the grave to final retribution, and that a solemn separation then will take place. This is where we like to try to cover up to during this time that we stand. What we've covered before is the first parts of this in demonstrating from the Word of God the statements that we believe the end of the world is approaching. We did try to address that this last time we came this way. And the next point was that at the last day, Christ will descend from heaven. The Bible is very plain that Christ will indeed descend from heaven. And the next point we want to address is that he will raise the dead from the grave to final retribution. And speaking of raising the dead from the grave, we realize the Bible teaches that indeed that there will be a resurrection of the dead, that Christ is the first who's been raised, and we will be raised in like manner. In this resurrection, we find taught throughout the Scriptures, but some that seem especially important Our study is what's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll read out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, just a few verses of Scripture. We'll begin with verse 50, and here we find it recorded. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And with the mistakes we may have made, this just gives us a brief reading lesson out of 1 Corinthians 15. We've read from verse 50 down through verse 57. Now notice that these scriptures called our attention that indeed there's a resurrection coming. And that at this resurrection, the bodies of those who have already passed away, who are dead, and their bodies laying here on the earth, wherever they're at, and there is a day coming when a trumpet, the great trumpet of God, shall sound. And when that trumpet sounds, the bodies will come forth out of the graves. And now in this, and we find that the Scripture is telling us that there is going to be a blessing for those who that know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, that in that blessing, and there will be a gift of immortality to the bodies, and that the bodies will be raised from their state of corruption, perhaps decayed and laid for a long time in the grave, but ever how long they've laid there in the grave. And that'll make no difference when Christ returns and calls the dead out of the graves. Think about the scripture in Daniel chapter 2 addressing this. It says, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. That's Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Notice it says that the dead, those who are asleep in the dust of the earth. Now this sleep is referring to the sleep of death. Many realize that the Bible oftentimes, when referring to those who are dead, referring to them as being asleep and their bodies being laid in the ground perhaps or wherever that the bodies are found, and that at this resurrection, those who are asleep will arise and awake, having awakened and risen. Some will be, like this says, to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. But indeed, there will be a resurrection. So, just like this article says, when Christ comes, they'll raise the dead from the graves. Another verse of Scripture, over in the book of John, and in chapter 5, it's recorded how the Lord taught during his personal ministry this very same fact. When we read in John 5, verses 28 and 29, the Lord said this. He said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. A writer of the book of Job, in Job 14 said, thou shalt call, and I will answer. I think this is what the Lord's meaning when it says, those who are in the graves shall hear his voice and come forth. There'll be a coming forth from the graves when the Lord comes, when he returns, and he calls out, the dead will answer. Some unto those that this says, those who've done good to the resurrection of life, those who've done evil to the resurrection of damnation. But come forth we must when the Lord calls. It's unavoidable. Over in John chapter 6, verses 39 and 40, the Lord says this is the Father's will, though, and that's not the Father's will. I'll just say this, it's not God's will, that any should be unprepared, that any should live evil and have to face this resurrection of damnation. But when we ignore God and push on in our own ways, we leave God without any excuse. We find then John chapter 6, verse 39 and 40, then this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. That's God's will, that all who hear the Son, all who come to him, that none of them would be lost, but they'd be prepared, they'd be ready. So at that last day, the Son of God indeed will come and raise them from the graves. Another verse of Scripture in the book of John dealing with this point of how that when he comes, he'll raise the dead from the grave. And this is in John chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. The Lord doing the speaking, Jesus saith to her, thy brother shall rise again. On this occasion, this man has passed away, this man Lazarus. And he tells this dead man's sister, your brother is going to rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? That's a good question for all of us. Do you believe this tonight, radio friend? Do you believe this today? And that indeed he is the resurrection and life, and those who believe upon him, whosoever liveth and believeth in Christ, will never die. Yes, this old body may be laid in the grave, but it's just taking a rest for a moment of time, ever how long it is, till God says it's enough and brings this world to a close. Those who die in Christ, though, their body, though laid in the grave, the soul is in a place, a better place, a country, a place prepared of God for those who know and love him. I think about the next part of this article. After stating that when Christ comes, he'll raise the dead from the grave to final retribution, it also says that a solemn separation will then take place. A separation is coming. Just because all are brought out of the grave don't mean they're all going to the same place. No, no. A separation will indeed take place in Matthew 13. Think about verses 37 through 43, where the Lord describing the world as a great field. And he said, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world. And the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned into fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend in them which do iniquity, and cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. There's a separation that's coming. When Christ comes, calls, and everybody comes out of the grave, the irresistible, the unavoidable call. Christ is calling everybody right now. He'd have all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He wouldn't have any to perish, but he'd have all to come to repentance. But with the free will which we have right now, we can resist that call, and I'm afraid far too many do. But there's a day coming when you can't resist the call, the day of death, when the time comes and death calls on me or calls on you. You will not stop the hand of death. And laid in the grave, you will not resist the call of Christ to come forth out of the grave. Another example of the separation that will take place then is in this same chapter down in verse 47 through verse 50. It says, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea, and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore, and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be in the end of the world. The angels shall come forth, and sever the wicked from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Many in this part of the world know exactly what it is to use a net to catch fish. And you know how when they're caught. Boy, they're caught and they can't go anywhere until they're released. When you pull them out and how you sort them out, you sort one type here, sort the other type there. Perhaps you know what it is to sort them out, keep the good. The ones that are unacceptable, you cast them away. Friend, wonderful picture right there at your fingertips of the end of the world. When Christ comes, Christ calls, and we all arise. And when we arise, the separation will take place. That article said this. It said, we believe the end of the world's approaching, that at the last day Christ will descend from heaven and raise the dead from the grave to final retribution, that a solemn separation will then take place. I believe what we've read and presented tonight's more than enough to plainly show this to be what the Word of God teaches. I hope everyone under the sound of my voice is prepared for that day. If not, I hope and pray that something will be said or done to cause us to stop, turn to God, that indeed we can be. This has been our message. Hope something's been brought out, it's been helpful. If so, be careful to thank the Lord for that. Remember to pray for us, and we'll be careful to pray for you as well. Again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church.
You have been listening to The Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. You can contact Brother Bronner at area code 907-772-3891, or you can reach him by mail at P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska, 99833. Thank you for listening to The Fishers of Men on KRSA.